Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody. We're so glad that you're with us today in worship this sixth Sunday after Epiphany. It is also Transfiguration Sunday, and it is the last Sunday before Lent begins, and we want to welcome all of you, and we are so glad that you're with us today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking a little bit about letting our lights shine. And you can see up there those words. And I'm going to talk to the kids about that in a little bit, about that little song that we sang when we were younger in Sunday school or VBS. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So, and I hope that that will be a blessing to you today. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin this morning. Come to the light,
Jesus Christ.
Come to the glory,
Jesus Christ.
Come and worship,
Jesus Christ.
Well, let's join together and do that this morning. You can either turn into your hymn books to 416, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning as we sing the three verses of Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. All the day long, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, rain from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Almighty God, giver of life, your light shines in our lives, and your glory is revealed through your Son, Jesus Christ. Reveal His glory to us, as you did to Peter, James, and John, that we may be filled with His power and serve others in His name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Our next hymn there is hymn 111, How Great Thou Art. You can follow along on the PowerPoint. We are going to be singing verse 1 and technically I think that should be 3, verse 3. So. And sing the chorus extra, so it's all right. That's the way it goes. We could have sung it out of the hymn book and kept going, but okay, I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning, if they would.
You got your offering? Well, what is that then? Well, I know it's money. Okay, how many of you were at VBS this past time, which would have been at Christmas time, Vacation Bible School? Remember we had, I think most of you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had the Jesus birthday party. That's what you might remember better. And then remember this summer we had VBS. Remember you got to go outside and throw the water balloons at each other? Yeah, you do want him? Yeah. Well, okay, so in the past, and I cannot remember, I know at Christmas we didn't sing it. At least I don't think so. Maybe some of the adults that helped out that day can help me out. But I do know this summer at VBS, our little bit longer one, our two-day one, we did sing this. This delight of mine. Remember? I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let see my little light. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Huh? Well, when we sang it in VBS, we didn't have any music. Won't let Satan get out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan get out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine all over Casttown. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over Casttown. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Do you have your light? Can you hold it up there for me? Yeah, each one of you. as a light that God has given you and put inside you. And guess what? It's the light of Jesus. The light of Jesus is in each one of us. And we're to let that shine. How do we let that shine? By maybe helping somebody? Or being kind to people? Yeah, helping them? Yes. There you go. That's it. Yes. That's good. That's good. I see that. Yeah. I'm glad that didn't make your light go out, though. Because you can get scratches and get hurts, but guess what? Your light can still shine. You know the other part of it is? Hiding under. I'm going to say basket. Because I don't know if they remember what a bushel is. Hiding under a basket. No! I'm going to let it shine. Hiding under a basket. No! Oh, am I scaring you? I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. You know why? Because sometimes we get hurt. That happened. We get hurt. And it's like a basket comes over us. And we have to say, no, I'm not going to let that hurt stop me from letting Jesus shine. And that's what we've got to continue to do. Okay, you can go on downstairs.
And while they're heading down, we're going to go to prayer this morning. When I kept saying no, one of the kids jumped. So we want to go to prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share. We want to allow you to do that. So, yeah, go ahead. What did you say his name was?
Her name is Joyce.
Oh, her. I thought you were using the male pronoun when you were talking about the person. I thought it was... Okay. I got the name right the first time, but I... Okay. So, yes. And then the other one?
Is for me.
Okay. All right. And we'll keep it at that. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. We can do that. I saw another. Yes.
My nephew's back over at High State, and then he said the tumor's coming back.
Okay. And tell me his first name.
Jeff.
Okay. So we want to pray for Jeff. Was he on the monthly list at one time? Might want to fill out one of the slips and give it to me after church, and we'll put him on there. They're talking about his tumor's coming back, and we definitely want to lift up Jeff this morning then. Somebody else, yes.
Yes, some mutual friends of ours, another friend, his name is Wendell. He's been battling pancreatic cancer, and I guess it's not been real good here lately. So just prayers for strength and healing.
Yes, and that's always a tough one, but God is greater. And we're just going to have to pray and for Wendell this morning. And somebody else, yes.
Then my sister, she just got back out of the hospital again, Sharon.
Okay.
She had to have blood transfusions and all that stuff.
Yes, and I remember hearing something about that. And that's?
Sharon.
I want to keep saying Sherry, and I don't know why.
Oh, she went by Sharon when she was
okay. Yeah. So we want to continue lifting her up as she's recovering and all of that. And yes. Yes.
Two unspoken.
Okay. You know God knows those. Yes.
I also have unspoken.
Okay. Yes. And we know God knows all of those. And anybody else this morning? Any other needs? A couple of needs. And I don't know why I forgot this last week. But we should have been praying for her, and or maybe we did, and I just don't remember, is Rhea. Some of you know that Rhea has been battling walking pneumonia, And I told her, I said, you got to get rest. And she said, I did. And but it's just kind of lingering there. And she's on antibiotic and everything. But let's lift up Rhea this morning. And also for Monica, that she had sent me the text about the college boxes. But also she said, I'm not going to be there because she is tested positive for COVID. And so we want to remember Monica this morning. We want to remember Dolores. And she is in rehab out at, help me out, where's she at? Thank you. Dorothy Love. I don't know why I forget that, because that's the one we grew up with in Shelby County. But she is in rehab in a separate part right now at Dorothy Love, and recovering and doing rather well for everything she's been through. And appreciate your continued prayers for her. Richard Walker, we got a message that he was at the emergency room last night. Prayers for strength. And I don't know if he fell or what happened exactly there, but definitely want to do that. And then, as some of you may already know, but if you don't, Max Current, the former high school teacher and football coach, had a heart attack this week and is waiting to have bypass surgery. And yes, that's why the way I looked when I first heard it. And we definitely want to lift up Max in our prayers. They'll probably be doing the surgery this week. And so we definitely want to pray for him. Anybody else then before? Yes. Okay. Well, definitely we can lift up the Copeland family this morning then with the loss of that loved one. Anybody else then? Before we go, yes.
I'm praying for my friend Linda. She's home. She's sleeping all the time. Just prayers for comfort.
Okay. Definitely can lift up that Linda this morning and for comfort for her. So lots of names there this morning. And he's going to have the play here in just a moment and give you a chance maybe to lift up some of these names that maybe pop in your head, or maybe you have something of your own that you would like to lift up to the Lord. And we can do that quietly in our seats as it plays, and then I will come and close us out then this morning. Lord, as we pause this morning, in the midst of everything happening in life, we're thankful that you are here with us. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are here in our midst. And so we're grateful today, and we honor you and thank you for your life and everything that you taught us, that we might be your followers and live and let our lights shine. God, we're so grateful today that we can bring our prayers and petitions to you. And we do pray for so many needs, so much that's happening in our world, in our community, people's lives, in our own lives, by the mentioning of those that have been spoken up today. And God, we just pray for your hand to be extended and your grace and your wonder and your wonders, Lord, that you do as only you can do. Sometimes what seems impossible to us is possible with you. So we lift up those needs today and we ask that you would touch each one, especially those that are in need of your healing touch today. We think of Rhea. We think of Monica. We think of Joyce. We think of Nancy today, whatever that all exactly involves. We think of Jeff, where they said the tumors are coming back, Lord. For Wendell also, God, who really needs a miracle too. And for Sharon, Lord, as she's recovering. For Dolores, as she is recovering. For Richard, for strength this morning. For Max, who's going in for heart surgery this week, that you will guide and direct and lead the doctors. Lord, for Linda today, who needs that comfort. And Lord, we also lift up these five unspoken requests today, Lord. We know, Lord, that whatever is weighing on folks' heart today, that you are the burden bearer, that you said that your burden is light and your yoke is easy. So we exchange whatever we're carrying today for your hand and your touch upon us today, and ask that you would grant grace in those situations, whatever it may be, Lord. And Lord, we lift up the Copeland family, God, and we continue to lift up the Maxson family, Lord, for your grace and your peace and your strength for each day with the loss of these loved ones. God, thank you that you are the one who sticks closer than a brother or sister, that you are there with us through thick and thin, and that we can count on you whatever may be happening in life. And Lord, I also lift up situations around our world where violence and war and fighting seem to be what they believe is the answers for life and for their countries. God, we pray for peace and we pray for a ceasing of the wars and conflicts, and that there will be right resolutions that come about, and pray for peace today. We pray for many in those places around the world that have lost loved ones and experienced terror and fear and so many different things. And it reminds us, Lord, that how grateful and thankful we are that we live in a country where we don't want to solve our problems with violence, God, but work those out as we talk and discuss and work out ways to deal with our conflicts. And Lord, so we pray for those places around the world today. And we continue to lift up our own leaders here nationally and statewide, Lord, and locally, Lord, as they just deal with the issues of everyday life of their communities and states and our nation, Lord, that you'll give them guidance and wisdom and peace, we pray. And thank you for all of these things today. Lord, we just ask your blessing on the rest of our service as we break the bread of your word today. Lord, may it feed our souls and feed our spirits and encourage us and lift us to continue to let our light shine in the various ways that we serve others in your name. Because we ask all of these things this morning in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Hear our prayers, O Lord, hear our prayers, O Lord, incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, as I share every Sunday, thank you so much for your faithful giving as God leads you. And it is through that giving that we are able to continue the work and ministry of our church here and continue to be a blessing through our missions programs far and wide. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join together today for our prayer of dedication there in the bulletin. Lord, all that we have is yours, and all that we are is yours. In offering these tokens of our lives, may we serve you to the glory of God. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages that we're going to be looking at. The first one is Mark chapter 2, verses 2 through 9 and verses 14 through 15, dealing with the transfiguration story. And then we're going to read from Paul's letter to 2 Corinthians, and we're going to be looking there in a light of something that he connects with all this. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on the high mountain by themselves. While they watched, Jesus' appearance was changed. His clothes became shining white, whiter than any person could make them. Then Elijah and Moses appeared to them, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Teacher, it's good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter did not know what to say because he and the others were so frightened. Then a cloud came and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son whom I love." Suddenly, Peter and James and John looked around, but they saw only Jesus there alone with them. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone about what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. When Jesus, Peter and James and John came back to the other followers, they saw a great crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. But as soon as the crowd saw Jesus, the people were surprised and ran to welcome him. And then Paul's letter, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, and then chapter 4, verse 4b through 7. Our faces then are not veiled. We all show the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like him. This change in us brings ever greater glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Christ is the image of God. We do not preach about ourselves, but we preach that Jesus Christ is Lord and that we are your servants for Jesus. God once said, "Let the light shine out of the darkness." This is the same God who made his light shine in our hearts by letting us know the glory of God that is in the face of Christ. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word to our hearts today, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say this morning. Amen and amen. Well, I kind of ran across a thing this week, and it's called Football Christianity in Light of the Super Bowl. That's tonight. And so I'm going to share a few things with you from this. And basically, it's football terminology and what it means. Well, what? From a different perspective. Draft choice. Selection of a seat near the church door. Draw play. What many children and some adults do in their bulletins during the sermon. Fumble. Dropping in a hymnal. Or singing the wrong verse. Sudden death, when the preacher preaches past noon. Or blitz, the stampede for the door after church. I thought those were kind of funny. There's a few more on there, a couple more. One of them I thought, no, I better not I better not share that one, or there might be a sudden death moment that happens there. I want to talk to you this morning about let your light shine. Well, like our kids at VBS, and maybe you too, or maybe from Sunday school, I too learned the song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine," with some of the hand motions and all when I was young also. It's a simple yet powerful way to remind all of us, not just our kids, that the light of Christ shines in and through our lives. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. And then the one that did I share this one? I can't even remember. Did I do "Let It Shine Till Jesus Comes"? No, I don't think I sang that one this morning with the kids. I'm going to let it shine. Our readings this morning that we just read remind us of the importance of shining. In the gospel readings that we heard this morning, we heard about Jesus's transfiguration, as it's been called down through church history, meaning his appearance changed or was altered so that we could see the glory of God shining in and through his clothing and in and through his life. And in 2 Corinthians, Paul highlights how we come to reflect God's glory, which shines in and through us today. So as we look at this morning, I just want to share two things with you, like I often do, and look at that a little bit in connection with our lives today. First of all, we see that God shines in Christ, or Christ Jesus. Why? Because Christ Jesus, as Paul said there in 2 Corinthians 4, is God's living icon or image. The Greek word there for image is eikon, and it is where we get our English word icon from. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen icons. When I was in seminary in Church History 2, Dr. Rausch took us on a tour or whatever, of an Orthodox church up in the Mansfield area. And while we were there, we got to meet the priests of the Orthodox Church there. There were two or three of them. And each one of them had been trained and qualified to paint icons. I probably should have had a picture for you to see. But if you've ever seen a picture of like Jesus on the front of a book or something like that, and he might be holding his fingers a certain way or doing a gesture or some others, those are icons. And those were used, they are used even to this day in the Orthodox Church to help people focus on Christ in the middle of worship. It was really interesting listening to them telling about how they qualified for being able to paint these icons. And we got to see some of them there that those priests had done. And so that's what Paul is saying. It's like Jesus is a living image, a living icon of God. It's no different today when we say, man, your kid is a spitting image of you, or something of that nature. In other words, Jesus is the spitting image of God, is what we're trying to say this morning. He is the living icon of the God who makes light and whose presence is known by his glory. And not only that, but Paul will argue later or earlier and later that this same God is restoring in Jesus God's image in you and I. And Paul talks about how that we can be like him or Christ in the midst of that. Christ Jesus is God's living icon. With that, then God's glory shines in and through Christ Jesus. He is that as Paul says, it's shining on Jesus' face. Christ's presence in the earth when he lived and walked and ministered and suffered and died and all of those things showed forth God's glory and God's greatness through his self-giving love that culminated in his death, which we will begin to talk about and think about and contemplate in the weeks ahead as we begin the Lenten season. But now is raised from the dead, and Christ fully radiates God's glory because of that. Think of it this way, if I can make it real for where we live at today. Why do we go to live sporting events when we could just sit down in the comforts of our homes and sit and watch on our big screen TV and eat inexpensive food and drinks as opposed to going to a live show? Well, here's the reason why. Because seeing it live is different. Let me give you an example. Back when I was in college, I was home for the summer, and I was going through Kroger to pick up something, I think, for Mom, and they asked if I wanted to fill out a little slip and maybe win tickets to a Bengals game. So guess what I did? I filled out that slip, and a few weeks later, I found out that I had won tickets to a Bengals game. Never been to one. Always been a Bengals fan. So I asked my one nephew, Zeb, to go along with me. And here we are, setting up kind of in nosebleed seats when there was a whole lot of empty seats down below us. This is when Boomer Esiason was quarterback for the Bengals, if you know that. And the first thing that struck me at that Bengals game that you don't hear on TV is the oohs and ahs that the crowd does every time a play happens. Like when you'd see Boomer and left-handed. And he would go back and you would hear the crowd, ah! And then the receiver would miss it, ah! And you could just hear it. And that live experience was so different. And I think what I'm trying to say there is Jesus is God in person, and he is the creator live, if you could imagine for a moment. That when we experience Jesus in our devotional times or our prayer times or in our church worship times and experience his presence and sense him with us, that we are experiencing the glory of God in those moments. And what is so unique, and I cannot explain this, but I know it, I've experienced it, and I know what others have told me at the same time, is that we can sit in a service and experience God's presence in Christ, and we can talk to the person next to us, and they have no clue what we were talking about in that moment. You might be saying, well, why didn't they experience that too? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, I've seen it in our own church services where I see one or two of you and somewhere along in the worship service and you're crying. Nobody else is crying. Why is that? Because of that personal encounter. It could be because we're open, because we went through something that week and it made us more sensitive. I don't know, whatever the reason is. But when we experience Christ, we are experiencing God in that moment and God's glory. God shines in Christ. Second thing is that Christ shines through us. Christ shines through us. What am I saying? We reflect Christ's light. That's what Paul was talking about. And the God who gave the world, as Paul says, the first morning, let there be light. When there was only darkness and chaos is the same God who now shines Christ's light in and through our hearts, bringing us hope and a new dawn for that day. Maybe you came in today and this past week has been difficult and you need a new dawn. The light of Christ is here, shining in us. Let it bring you that new dawn. And not only that, but we display Christ's light through our service to others. You know, when I was working on this and I started playing with the words of how I wanted to say this aspect of this, I couldn't help but think of two people that we have lost recently, Bonnie and Becky. And how many people that I encountered that knew them that said that they would do anything for you. Or especially when it was about food and so many different things. And I thought they were shining their light. And they did it in the way that God had gifted them. So you will shine your light differently than somebody else. I wish I could fix everything in our house, but I'm not a Junior Francis. I can't fix things like that. I'm not my brother Harry who could take a car motor apart and put it back together. I'm not that. But I let my light shine in a different way, the way I can. And you are the same way. You will let your light shine in the way that you can, that maybe somebody else can't, or maybe they can. I don't know. It just depends. And here's the thing that I want you to catch from the Transfiguration story that I've always seen so often is, do you remember what Peter said? Jesus, why don't we just, I'll put up some tents for you guys and we can just stay here. Because he was enjoying that experience that he saw on that mountain. But the mountaintop of Transfiguration, as wonderful an experience as it was, we can't stay there. Because following Jesus always calls us back down the mountain in service to the world and others. We may spend time in Christ's presence, but we must return to the real world. And sometimes returning to the real world hurts and is hard and it's a struggle. But we must return to the world and allow Christ's light to shine through our good deeds by serving in his name. And in this way, we too become living icons of God and Christ's light as we let our lights shine. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments this morning. And we're going to greet one another, and then we'll close out by singing our little chorus, His Name is Life, this morning. So do that this morning, if you would. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready.
And I'm glad to see such a wonderful response to everything.
Our little chorus is there on hymn number 60. And or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. I believe we're singing it through twice. If it was correct on her sheet, Carla's sheet, as she recorded. So.
His name is Master, Savior, Lion of Judah, blessed Prince of Peace, Shepherd, Fortress, Rock of Salvation, Lamb of God is He.
Sing it again.
His name is Master, Savior, Lion of Judah, Blessed Prince of Peace, Shepherd, Fortress, Rock of Salvation, Lamb of God. Son of David, King of the ages, eternal life. Holy Lord of glory, His name is love.
Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go in the blessing of God's love.
We go in confidence, knowing God loves us so.
Go in the favor of God to be a blessing to others out of God's great goodness. Amen.